Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand, therefore, this day, that Yahweh your Elohim is he which goes over in front of you. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down in front of your face. So shall you drive them out and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh has said to you. Do not speak in your heart, after that Yahweh your Elohim has cast them out from in front of you, saying, For my righteousness Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations Yahweh does drive them out from in front of you. Not for your righteousness, or for the uprightness of your heart, do you go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations Yahweh your Elohim does drive them out from in front of you, and that he may perform the word which Yahweh swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that Yahweh your Elohim gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, and do not forget, how you provoked Yahweh your Elohim to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you've been rebellious against Yahweh. Also in Horeb you provoked Yahweh to wrath, so that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenants which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed on the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered to me 2 tablets of stone, written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the 2 tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, Arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people which you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They've made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their names from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. And so I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the 2 tablets and cast them out of my 2 hands and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh. As at the first, 40 days and 40 nights, I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also, and Yahweh was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it and ground it very small until it was as small as dust, and I cast the dust of it into the brook that descended out of the mountain. And at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kibroth Hatava, you provoked Yahweh to wrath. Likewise, when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, and you did not believe him nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh had said he would destroy you. And I prayed therefore to Yahweh, and said, O sovereign Yahweh, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Do not look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land from which you brought them out say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and by your stretched out arm. End of chapter.